Joining us with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Dave.
So I guess the question on everybody's mind is, across the Midwest, how closed is the planting window this week?
Well, following just some limited rainfall here across Illinois today, we see open weather here for the next several days, and now it's just a matter of some of the fields here are drying out in the cooler than normal weather that's now in the process of moving in. But it's going to be short-lived as we do see temperatures moderating here. And the next chance of precip here coming up for Illinois and Indiana is going to take place later in the day on Thursday and on into Friday. And then beyond that, we do see some more rain, but all in all, we do not see any kind of pattern that would really bog things down across the Midwest. The most active area continues to be not the Midwest, but actually the Southern Plains, which continues to see the heaviest rainfall.
So the storm at the end of this week, as advertised, not a widespread one across the Corn Belt?
It will see more widespread in precip totals in some sections of the Midwest, but kind of like with this last one, we had one kind of swath of higher totals extending from Missouri into central and southern Illinois, but far northwest Illinois and then Iowa kind of missed out with a significant precip. So we're going to see kind of a similar type of pattern with the higher totals coming up later on this week.
So, as in any planting season, it is the last 5% that we wring our hands about and argue about and decide whether or not it's actually going to get in the ground or not in a timely fashion. What can you tell us looking out 2 weeks?
Well, we see here kind of more of the same, and certainly the pattern is more active versus what it has been, but talk about that stretch that we had back ending April and at least the start of May. That couldn't have come at a better time, and that allowed especially the vast majority of corn to be planted. But for soybean planting, it's going to be a little bit slow going, but you're still not getting to levels that would be concerning for not having anything planted. Obviously, we got a ways to go here, even into early June, but we do not see a pattern that would really bog things down here going forward.
Very quickly, any place in the world that's a hot spot at the moment?
Yeah, North Africa and Spain, particularly for durum wheat interests across that area. They've been very hot and dry here of late, and that's stressing their crop as it goes through the yield-sensitive stages. Particularly in North Africa, it's Algeria, which is the largest durum wheat producing country there in North Africa. So they continue to have problems here, and no sign of that changing here going forward.
Thank you much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's closing market report. Remember to subscribe to our free Aggie newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. This is Dave Dickey.